I titled my message this week, Life in the Whirlwind. And I think we've been in a whirlwind for a long time. And all of us individually sometimes get caught up in the whirlwind. So, Mark chapter 10, verses 35 through 45 is the scripture I want to use. But I also want to refer to Mark 11, and you don't need to turn that with me. Mark 11, verses 1 through 11. And this is what it says. As Jesus and his disciples approached Jerusalem, they came to the town of Bethpage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two of them ahead. He said, go into the village over there, he told them, and as soon as you enter it, you will see a colt tied there that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it to me. If anyone asks you what you're doing, just say, the Lord needs it, and will return it soon. The two disciples left and found the colt standing in the street outside the house. As they were untying it, some bystanders demanded, what are you doing untying that colt? They said what Jesus had told them to say, and they were permitted to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it, and he sat on it. Now many in the crowd spread their own coats on the road ahead of Jesus, and others cut leafy branches. We talked about that on Palm Sunday. And he was at the center of the procession, and the crowds all around him were shouting, praise God! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Bless the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. So Jesus came to Jerusalem and went into the temple, and he looked around carefully and everything, and he left because it was late in the afternoon, and then he went out to Bethany with the 12. He come into a time in his life that was really challenging, but he obeyed God's call on his life. Now, the scripture I want to read for today is in chapter 10 of Mark, verse 35 through 45. Now, this is when Jesus was teaching about serving others. Hear God's word. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came over and spoke to him. Teacher, they said, we want you to do us a favor. What is it? He asked. In your glorious kingdom, we want to set in the place of honor next to you. They said, one at your right and the other at your left. Jesus answered, you don't know what you're asking. Are you able to drink from the bitter cup of sorrow that I am about to drink? And are you able to be baptized with the baptism of suffering I must be baptized with? Oh, yes, they said, we're able. And Jesus answered, you will indeed drink from my cup and be baptized with my baptism. But I have no right to say who will sit on the thrones next to mine. God has prepared those places for the ones he has chosen. When the ten other disciples discovered what James and John had asked, they were indignant. So Jesus called them all together, and he said, you know that in this world, kings are tyrants, and officials lord over it, the people beneath them. But among you should be quite different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you, you must be a servant. And whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even I, the Son of Man, come not to be served, but to serve others and to give my life for a ransom.